This episode is brought to you in part by Wholehearted Love, a new book by Caleb and Stephanie Rouse. Overcome the barriers that hold you back in your relationships with God and with others, and delight in feeling safe, seen, and loved with Wholehearted Love. For more information, go to Tyndale.com.
You're listening to the Enneagram and Marriage Podcast.
I'm your host, Krista Harden, and I'm so glad you showed up for our relationship chat today, as well as for you and your people. We're all about living intentionally here so you can experience joy and balance in your relationships once again or for the very first time. Be sure you hang with us on our social media platforms, and if you like research like I do, make sure you check out our website at enneagramandmarriage.com for our weekly newsletter, freebies, and so much more, as well as at Instagram and Facebook. We have so many goodies to share with you. Let's dive right in together. Hello, friend, and thank you for joining me for the Enneagram and Marriage Podcast today. I am really geeked out about our wonderful guest today, Marty Munger, Enneagram 7. She's going to help you to bring joy and clarity to your work-life balance, just as she did with me. And I am so grateful that I get to put some of my cards on the table and have you learn along with me as her and I talk out some of my results on the pod today. But I have even way better news about your life as well if you enjoy this episode, because Marty has offered all of the Enneagram and Marriage listeners a free coaching sesh with her or her team, and also a free assessment. I cannot believe it. It's one of the best offers we've ever had on the show. So I am just so happy. Guys, great news on a Monday, if this is when you're listening. Great news anytime, because like so many people, it's over 30% that just are like emotionally burnt out at work, according to a 2023 study I was just reading. And so I just want you to have a sense of peace emotionally and with your thinking, as well as with your gut. So it was fun to take the assessment, even more fun to talk to Marty. And now you get to do that with us in just a moment. But this whole episode, I really have it going for you today so that you can take a work-life balance as much as possible. We have to find our rhythms, right? We're all different. But I say that because I know what you do at work bleeds into life at home. And I know what you do at home also finds its way into work if it's not healthy. So we want to get you healthy on every side of life. And let's face it, most of us spend a lot of time doing our work. So bringing joy and clarity to it is super important. And I know we want that for the next gen too. I've been reading that book, really good, really hard book, The Anxious Generation. And it is awesome, but also very important that our kids also get chances to step away from tech and to step into a bit of creativity to figure out what they're meant to do, and for you to give them and yourself time to really see, to study, to take a breath, and to say, what can I do to shift and change that will help my family with mental health and with vision, with purpose and creativity at work, as well as that joy that we all hope for at work. So grateful to get to do this with Marty. And she's going to talk about her 5-7 marriage pairing today a bit too. So really neat that we get to bring love and research together, and just, as I said, the generous, beautiful offer for you getting a chance to not only take her assessment for free and her team, but also to have a coaching session with them just really blessed me. So I am so grateful. Hope you take this time to make that happen. Get that set. Even while we're talking today, feel free to be getting that going. And I am putting that in the show notes for you right away. So it's already there and you are ready for it, I hope. So let's go ahead and talk to Marty now.
I am so happy to have you on the Enneagram and Marriage Podcast. This has been a long time coming. Thank you so much for joining us.
I am so excited to be here today. I'm such a fan. I am in the middle of your book. I am just so thrilled to be here today.
Oh my gosh. Well, that just delights me. And I feel our similar chemistry. So tell us about yourself. Tell us your personality type, a little bit about yourself, your marriage pairing.
Yes, absolutely. So I am a 7. I am a strong wing 6. I feel like my 8 is there. At different times, I feel like the 8 pops in unhealthy ways, but the 6 is here and it's present. But 7-6, I am currently living in Austin, Texas with my husband, who is a 5. Pretty sure he's a 5-wing 6. I've I've definitely seen the four come out at times, but he's got that problem-solving ability that I'm like, oh yeah, I think it's the five wing six. And I'm pretty sure I lean one to one. One to one and self-pres are right there for me. And I think he is also self-pres. So, but yeah.
Wow. I love hearing about your pairing. It is so cool to see that you both have that six that you go to troubleshoot. And you and I were doing that before we got on. So I love finding other people with that six wing, but I love your 5-7 pairing. How beautiful. How did you guys meet? If you don't mind me asking.
Yeah, we met through a mutual friend and her husband. So my husband is a soccer coach, and I know I'm going to get into that. And her husband is a soccer coach. And what's crazy is now they are soccer coaches together at the same university, and now she lives in the same town as me. So we're now all together reunited.
Oh my
And it's just been a cool, like, full circle moment.
Oh my gosh, that is beautiful. I love that you have found all the similarities with safe people. A 5 and 7 find their people, and when you do, you're gold, right?
Yes, absolutely. If you are in my group, you are like my family.
Yes, and it's not easy to get inside the group for that reason because your love is deep, I would imagine.
Yes. And I'm an only child, so I'm like, if you cross that layer of like,
Yes.
okay, you are a deep friend. Okay, I see you as basically blood family in my eyes.
Yes. Oh my gosh, that's really beautiful and sacred. And so we're extra honored to have you today because we know that you're giving of your precious time. And guys, she has done beautiful work prepping for this episode too. So anything you would share to other 5-7 couples, just as something that you would like have loved to know at the beginning or something to encourage them with?
Yes. The energy difference is real. The energy difference and the view of like fun is different as well. Like we have a lot in common, but I mean, that's kind of been our biggest learning curve is he has a very extroverted job. Like he is out all day, he is with people all day. His job has a lot of intricacies to it, and my job is remote. And I could sit at this kitchen counter all day and do my whole job and not necessarily physically be around people. So we have very different levels of energy at the end of the day.
Oh.
I need more people, I need more stimulation. And he's like, I'm tapped out, I'm done. And so learning the energy balance is a really big thing.
Yeah, all about those sacred rest rhythms, which we recently talked about on the podcast, because you're like, he needs a different kind of rest than I do at the end of the day. And so I love that you're being candid to say fives often get very drained by a lot of stimulation. And then by the end of the day, a seven is going, like yourself, is going to need a bit of a boost and a recharge. So you're like, I'm being real. We have to work that out. We have to sit with that. We have to compromise. Is that sort of what you
Yes,
do?
definitely. And it was harder at first because we moved to Austin, Texas, which is very far from our family, very far from all our friends. I didn't know anyone here. So I was like, you're my only person for like the first
Oh
year.
my
I'm like,
gosh, yes.
you're it, buddy. At
Yes.
the end of the day. But we've learned because I know if I push too hard, it's like that he's not going to be a good version of himself. That's not healthy for him. So we give and trade, like, we'll do like nights in, but cook something really fun together or experiment with cooking. So that's like we'll be in the home, but make it a fun experience, or they'll go out to a happy hour with me. So we kind of like ebb and flow with it.
Oh, that's beautiful. I love that. I'm just picturing all that seven wing six energy coming at him and him being like, ah! But then also like loving it and adoring you for that very reason.
It's a blessing and a
Yes.
curse.
And he's a stabilizing force for you. You saw the 5-7 glow guide.
Oh, yes. It was so spot on. Like he can listen with such like depth of emotion, but bring in that logic. Sometimes I'm not ready for the logic. I'm like, I'm not ready for your sound reasoning just yet. But he does really ground me and help me when I am really stressed. He can be like, okay, here's the reality. Here's what's actually happening. And I desperately need that.
Yeah, you do. You need that tethering, that grounding. It is so peaceful. And I love that. And I know, like you said, it's, Krista, there's a shadow too. Don't idealize it, but I love that you shared the heart as well. So beautiful. So tell us a little bit about Work Coach and just how this developed, this beautiful test that I was able to take and that we're going to talk about and invite our listeners into as well.
Yes, absolutely. So I've always had in my mind when I've started coaching, I've really wanted to bring it into more of a work type of setting. And I was able to meet two other Enneagram coaches, and the three of us kind of came together and birthed Work Coach. And so we really just feel like people should have more enjoyment and satisfaction at work. And that can be really hard to cultivate. That can be hard to access. And we just believe you use all three of your strategies of your head, heart, and gut. You bring them all to work. And typically, you can be really good at using one of those strategies or maybe two, but there's probably one in there that you're a bit stuck in. And that can help you communicate better and resolve conflict better when you know how to use those strategies successfully. So, all of that to say, we want to bring more fulfillment and enjoyment to your experience at work by helping you understand yourself at work.
That is so fascinating. I didn't even know that was underlying the test that you were looking at head, heart, and body components, it sounds like.
Yes, absolutely. And I know you took it, and in your results, we don't necessarily say, like, oh, you're a seven. We give there's actually 27 different options you can be. And it's taking your main type from that head component, the main type from the heart, and the main type from the gut. And it's really looking at it from an asset and liability standpoint, specific to how you operate at work. So that's kind of how it's like a little bit different in the way that we present the results.
That is fascinating. And I love that our listeners can be thinking, okay, so here's how I present at home. And then at work, these are the parts of me, the Enneagram pieces that are showing up the most right now. And
Yeah.
maybe we even want to bring more of our natural at home, but we don't feel safe to do that at work. Why do you
Right.
think we're different sometimes at work and at home?
Oh yeah. Well, I think work can be really stressful. Work is so
Okay.
stressful. So I feel like that's a component. And there's just different pressures. I think at work we're trying to do the best we can. We may be tested by different people. There's so much out of our control sometimes at work, depending on the job. And I think there's just so many factors going on that then at home, it's kind of like, oh, I get to just switch off. Now I'm home, or I'm with my family, so I'm in a really safe space. So I think we can show up so differently at work, or we show up in ways that we're like, oh, I don't know. I didn't realize that's how I operated at work. Like as a seven, I'll be honest, I didn't really always think of myself as being in the head. I was like, I'm not that intellectual. I'm not that, book smart. And then it's so much deeper than that. It's like how you use your head and how you come up with ideas. And so you don't even think about, on paper, you're like, oh, well, IQ, I'm sure it's fine, but I'm not like a scholarly person. But there's so
Yes.
many ways how you use IQ that's unique to you.
That makes sense that people are struggling with just kind of conceptualizing how does my intelligence show up, especially like you said, if they're not feeling like they're super brainy, but yet we meet people all the time who maybe are sevens or twos types where we're not necessarily known for that part because maybe they're known for more happiness or joy. But then you're seeing, oh, you might have this IQ and EQ that look different at work. And I love how you delineate that. Can you tell us, just for those who are just kind of coming into this conversation and hearing about work styles, tell us about as you're dreaming up this test and you're seeing we need to map out our work life better and balance better. What kinds of tools did you use to create the test to give us IQ and EQ? And maybe tell us a little bit about the differences even between IQ and EQ.
Absolutely. So to start, we were really inspired by the tri-types. And so that's just breaking down like the five, six, and seven in the head, two, three, four in the heart, and nine, eight, one in the gut. And we just really liked when you bring this combination of those centers, you get more of a holistic view of this person. And so really liked that. And then we were like, okay, I think we can use this in more of a strategic way. That's focused on the workplace, that's focused on how you make decisions at work. And so that's where we kind of did those separations. And We ended up like testing it. So our founder, CJ, she is a 7-4-1 combination, which for us is the prolific innovator. She actually used like a cardboard, like piece of cardboard, like created a game to help people kind of pick statements that resonated with each of those centers. And at the time, like they didn't know they were putting it in these different columns on the board. They were just picking the statements that resonate. And then we were able to see, okay, here's your column for IQ, EQ, and GQ. And then we were able to give them this bigger picture and just see if it resonated. That was just kind of us testing the water, like, would people respond to this? And they did, and they really liked it. And so from there, we started creating, like, we went through multiple softwares. We ended up meeting with a researcher to actually get the test like reliable and valid. And so we're happy with where it is now. And I promise I'm coming back around. And
Yeah,
so
no, I love it. I'm like, whoa, this is great. This is so reliable.
and so that's where we realized we really need to give language to the head space, to the heart space, and to the body space, because people obviously know IQ, like they know, standardized tests. They know this intellectual quotient. They understand that word. And emotional intelligence is something that's really coming into play. People understand that as well. It's, learning how to have that empathy with others. And then GQ was the part where we were like, okay, I don't think people automatically know how to listen to their gut instincts, how to listen to their body, how to make sense of the sensations. And so we wanted to separate them out just so that people can really identify with each and see themselves in each of those categories.
That's good. I'm really glad because there's some surprises that I encountered, and I think that people don't necessarily realize those surprises could be hindering our work sometimes, right?
Right. Yes. And I think about people that maybe they are really strong in the head space and maybe strong in the body space, but maybe their emotional space is a bit repressed. That can cause a lot of like communication roadblocks, or maybe you just can't relate, or maybe you don't have that ability to, take the emotional part seriously. Whereas people who lead with the emotional side might get frustrated that they're not hearing that part out. So it's neat to see when you do favor, like which one really do you lead with, which one's coming in second, and which one maybe is a little repressed.
Okay, so that helps people to know which one, head, heart, or body, is first when they take
Yeah.
your assessment.
In coaching, that's one of the first things we do is really hone in on which one is leading because that determines so many of your strategies.
Oh my gosh. Okay, and which one was leading for mine? The five?
I think so when you took
Yeah, I'll
it. And
check
I
and see
know
mine.
this was 4, 5, 8, but you can be
Four,
any
five, eight.
combo with that. Yeah. So that
Okay.
one is honest intellect. And it's so funny because, like, I know you are a 7-4-9, and you can be any version of that too. But
Yeah.
it, you're like, oh, but I really use my 5 and 8. And I just think that's really cool because you're an Enneagram coach. Like how to tap into that 5. You know how to tap into that 8, which I think that's such a unique perspective because you were able to say, oh, I am one way at work and I am one way at home.
Oh my gosh. And that is so funny that this test showed that because I've never had a test show that side of me. Every time I take it, I get some version of 749. And I'm like, that is me at home. And that is me on the podcast. But when I'm actually in the room or on the Zoom, rhyming with my clients, it is different. When I am doing work with the colleagues around me, it's different. And there's a leadership role I have to take with my team that is serious. And I have to be strategic and pulled back in my five. And I'm always and forever going to have that four lamenting space. But sometimes I want to bring the fun seven more. And of course, with my serious job, I can't always do that. So I am running up and down the halls at home sometimes. But I think it's sort of like you said, after you've been home working all day, that seven has to sprint out, right?
Out. And I think that's cool because you obviously, as a 7, like you have the 8 wing and you go to 5. And so it's like that makes sense to me that 5 and 8 are helping you do what you need to do and giving you that, like, authority and organization and like getting things done. And it's just cool to see that you've been able to separate kind of the two.
Yes, it has been a blessing, and also the four to keep me aligned with my clients to be able to say, I can mourn with you and really feel with you. But I noticed that every one of these, because you showed me several different sets, we really get a nice report, even from the free report, right? To tell us what we might have as some of our liabilities, not only with emotional intelligence or intellectual, but even the instinctual, it looked like the GQ. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. So for each of them, you get your assets and you get your liabilities. And it's kind of that saying where it's like too much of a good thing becomes bad. Like what you can be so good at can be your downfall. And I think it's just good for people to know because, you might be really operating in your liability space. Like you might be thinking, oh, this is how I have to do something, or this is how I naturally react. And it's hindering you from, really being effective. And so having the contrast between the two can help clear that up.
Wow, I now just really get that the IQ is the thinking space, that the EQ is your heart type, and that the GQ is your body type. Oh my gosh, that is so cool. And I love that you base this off of tri-type because we often say here that the tri-type is really good for work and also Myers-Briggs. And I saw my Myers-Briggs show up in this as well.
Oh, okay. I have to hear more about that.
Well, I saw that my GQ, my, instinctual work intelligence. So the report that I see, this beautifully laid out, detailed report, is so spot on about one of my liabilities in this instinctual eight space. And it says that I can struggle sometimes with my desire for authenticity clashing with the instinct to maintain harmony. And that happens sometimes because I so deeply want authenticity. And I feel the eight so strongly there in this way that every eight I've coached, there's deep anguish when we feel betrayed. And we can feel betrayed about very small things. So we can feel like I'm just shutting my heart off to that instead of like, okay, I'm a little hurt. Let me pursue harmony. And so that's something that I can see is sometimes I miss out on really good relationships because I don't want to sit with my heart that long because of that eight part of me at work, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. Wow, that's really cool. That's a really cool perspective because I don't have seven or four in any of my combinations. And so it's really cool to hear you say, like, oh, when I compromise one thing, it really is such a struggle. And not everyone has that. So that's a really unique thing to people who've got that four and eight in their combination.
Oh, that makes sense. And we really like our authenticity. That's how we feel loved. So if we put our hearts out in our 8-4, authenticity user, and then it gets rejected, it's like never again. So it's like,
Earned.
yeah, burn, especially right before the end of the month when you're starting to feel your cycle come upon you. You're like, why did I ever do this? I've been just injured all day. And then you come back, but it's like you keep having to take a deep breath. Whereas at home, if it's Wes, I'm going to push it. I'm going to push through the feelings. I'm going to say, like, this hurts really bad. I'm going to tell him a lot of stories, some of which he can't relate to at all, but we're going to get there. So at work, I guess I was wondering, what would you do? Would your coaching kind of help people through these kinds of blocks and say, like, okay, here's what I could see you could do right here?
Yeah, so we really kind of take people through what we call like the replenishment cycle. So it's going to be a lot of, okay, let's figure out what's really triggering you. What are your natural strategies? Like, okay, in the communication space, in the conflict space, in the decision-making space, we kind of walk you through your healthy versions of that. And then also when you maybe go into the more reactive and are like, oh, I just did this and this wasn't the best way to react, but giving people strategies in multiple situations, and then also helping them understand like what is burning you out, like what is causing stress, what's causing these problems, and how do you take care of yourself so that you can have more endurance for stress and discord specifically. I say at work, but what's at home bleeds into work. And so it's really helping you move through that cycle of, okay, if you got to be aware of things, you got to take care of yourself so that way you can use your strategies in a healthy way. Because if you don't, it can be such a draining cycle of, okay, I'm stressed, I'm burned out, I'm reacting poorly, and then things just get worse. And so it's helping people get on that healthier cycle.
Yes, because sometimes I'll just go to the cupboard for a little chocolate chip party at that point, and I'm just like, I'm sad. I need a chocolate chip or five, And it's like, here we are with our little self-soothing. Obviously, we do healthy things too, but I'm just saying, like, on a bad moment, we might not have the work strategies because we're so busy, especially somebody like myself. here's my relationship strategy, but then what is the work strategy? So I love that you're digging here. Is there anything else that you want to tell us about? You could feel free to grill me or about your style or any style you want to give us some examples of as we talk this out.
I would love to know, because I know you really resonated with the honest intellect, which was the 4-7, or sorry, 4-5-8 combo, but your at home is the 4-7-9 combo. And also, I'm saying these, and like it can be 7-9-4, it could be 9-4-7, it could be any order,
Yes.
which that combo is the good natured ally. I wanted to hear from you, like, what about that one was like, oh, that is me. Like, that one just hits home, especially in the home space.
I love my peacemaking, and I do bring that into, my home life a lot because I really love facilitating everybody's feelings to be happy as a seven. So the nine helps me to do that because I am always registering, and we also talked Myers-Briggs with that feelings part of me, which I'm not always the best at all about my own feelings. I will be the first to say that even at home, I'm not the best with that. But that's the seven for you, or the eight, whichever you like. Or getting too deep in the thinking of the four, but not really feeling it myself. So those still exist. But what I love to do with my clients and at home is really read those feelings and then try to help. And so I want to make peace with everybody. I want everyone to feel complete harmony. I want them to feel joy, and I want them to feel compassionately loved. And that goes down to every single person and even the dog or friends' pets, just like everywhere I go. Are you like that too with your seven,
Yes.
nine parts of you?
Absolutely. So my combo is 7-9-2. And gosh, yeah, I just want everyone to be okay. I want everyone to feel good. If they're hurting, I want them to like not be hurting because I don't like that. I don't want them to feel that. But it
Yes.
is funny because even though I don't love my own emotions, I don't like when I feel the icky emotions. It's just how quickly can we get this over with? But
Yes.
I have so much space for people who are feeling the heavier things because I'm like, oh, well, I would want them to have space for me. So I want to give them, the space to process. And it's kind of funny. My husband, who is a five, I remember he had a really rough day and he's like, I just don't want to bring in my negative emotions. I don't want to rain on, the parade. I don't want to be negative right now. And I'm like, no, vent it out because just because it's not my emotion, like I have way more space for sure.
That it. It's like, please give me yours because these are hard to sit with. And also, we do carry a lot of joy and peace with us. So that's the good news too, is that when we're merging with others in healthy ways in that nine and in that seven, we're like, okay, I have the capacity to share my joy with you. And it's not going to bother me for you to share. It's not going to take too much from me, right?
Exactly.
Oh,
Exactly.
I love that you're like that too, that you really care deeply. But anyone listening who shares the two, the seven, the nine, or the four with us in their tri-type is probably like, yes, I love helping others with their feelings. And then doing our own is a little bit harder.
It's a little different. It's a little less comfortable.
Yes, but the people in my family know that and they try to help me a lot. So that's good that they try to make sure that I'm not doing that emotional bypass, especially because the kids can read us all. They're all FJs on Myers-Briggs and they're all very perceptive. So they can tell when Wes and I are doing the emotional bypassing.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I am ENFP. Are you ENFP?
Yeah, I'm an ENFP also.
I was like, gotta be, gotta be.
Yes, the storytelling, the deep feelings are like, Mom, your stories, where are they going? Same.
Where are they landing? Where are we stopping? I'm sure my
Right.
husband is like, stick to
Yes.
the
Oh, 100%. He's like, what are you talking about? And I'm just like, the depths. And he's like, okay, we have to stick with now, which thankfully I do know the marriage techniques. So I'm like, true, we do, but I do need to tell you the root.
Yes. Yes.
And so that's hard. You have to process that together. And if I'm solid about the root, if I tell, and this is for every couple listening, if I tell the root issue at a very logical level, he can absolutely get it. And recently I was able to do it in two sentences and it was really good. And he got it. And I was just like, this is a hard piece of extended family life, which I often talk about in this podcast. And here's the way it makes me feel. And he was like, okay. And he was like, I'm setting whatever boundaries you need because I get it. Whereas if I told the longer story, when I finally let the feelings out, if I started to do this verbal diatribe, he's going to miss it all.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that resonates a
Is that
lot because
relatable?
it is. I need to get to the logical point. And it's so hard. It's so hard to get straight there. But when you're right, that's like, then it computes. It's like, okay, got it. And it's just like, you think that would be simple, but
No, for people with FP, it's very hard for us to get to our stories. And so when people in my coaching often say, I am so sorry, I'm all over. I hear this every week, at least by one person. I'm always like, not even a thing. I love pulling all your stories together and making order of it because I need internal order in my world to thrive, as all FPs need that. So I love how you're kind of noticing. And that's what I love about your test is it nuanced and it found that about my work, which is very hard to pick up if you just think of a 749. So guys, listening to this deeper tale, understand that your test is very reliable and valid in that way. How did you guys get it to be so deep and detailed?
Oh man, we just, I'm trying. I will be honest. This was CJ, our founder. She did a lot of this. Of this work. And yeah, she's got that creative aspect and she's got the detail of the one. And we just really we wanted something that was, of course, detailed, but that gave a lot of value to people because I think sometimes you only get a little picture of a personality or you just get a little blurb. And we were like, you know, we want something that's going to really grab people's attention and say, okay, this is going to punch you in the gut, but also give you a hug. And it's going to be really detailed. So I'll be honest, I'm not a detailed person. That's not my strength, but that was CJ. And she really brought in a lot of those like nuances. And really, she focused on like, we broke down the types like in full detail. Like, what would a seven be like in this center? What would a 7-8 be like in this center? So we really tried to combine, you know, all like if you are looking at all three, like I'm a 7-9-2, you'll see components of the 9-7-2 in all three of the centers. Like you'll see some of the wording and some of the like, okay, I see where it all blends. But we just paid attention to the types and tried to be as detailed and specific as we could and what that would be like in a workplace.
Okay, that makes sense. Detailed and specific. And I really resonate with you saying you feel the gut and the hug because I felt both of those. So, what I liked about it is it's a private report, and then people can look at it when they feel comfortable. Somebody like me wants it for just 5 minutes, and then I can come back and work on that and make a plan. Or it sounds like they can work with you. So, tell us about all the ways and layers that they can get the test and also work with you on it so that this can become a beautiful part of their lives and that we can all get better at work.
Yes, absolutely. So if you go to our website right now, workcoach.co, you'll see the assessment right now. It is free. You can take it. It takes about 20 minutes and you can get the whole report. And from there, we really like it if people reach out to us because we want to make sure that your results are accurate. Because a lot of times people will get two out of the three centers spot on. And then there might be one that they're like, I don't know, like it's kind of right. And it usually is like a number off. So we try to like give you some options. So we really land on the main result. And so from there, we just work with you. You know, if you are wanting one-on-one coaching, we offer that. We offer group coaching. We're also in the process of offering like a blended cohort where you're going to get a mix of group sessions and one-on-one sessions. And that's a longer, you know, process, but it's allowing you to get both perspectives of, okay, people are struggling like me, or I just need to do this one-on-one. And then we also have team trainings as well. So we're probably the better fit for like a small business, like if someone who's trying to get their team going, get things rolling, like we know how hard that could be. And so we have trainings for that as well. And oh, one thing I was going to add is, and I think your listeners might like, we do team communication maps. And if you are two spouses that are in business together, that's a really complex relationship. And so imagine getting a map of their communication that you can then take and learn from each other because I know being in business together with a partner, that is not for the faint of heart. And so much of life is blended. And so that's kind of one thing that we offer as well is just a communication map, whether that's for business partners or for your whole team, like we can give you that as well.
Oh, that's so helpful for those couples who work together who are like, I know we could kill it out there. And I know that we have some blind spots that are killing us. So that is gold for those of you out there who are working together as a couple. And even those who may want to do that, where you're like, I want to, but I think we would kill each other. It sounds like your assessment helps people to stay relatively sane.
Yes, exactly. And then they can kind of see, like, okay, like, because they know each other really well. They can probably pinpoint, oh, that's definitely your liability. And they're like, that's your liability. Like, you can start that conversation in a nice way. But they just, they know each other on such deep levels, especially if their partners, like, they see all the communication going on. And so it would be nice to be like, here's your roadmap. Here's your roadmap. And it's a very objective way to come together.
And how important, because if we get stopped, which I know when Wes and I work on projects together, sometimes we thrive, like when we make our mystery dinner games. And then last time we made one, we had all these little snags, and we did finally realize, it took us to realize it, but it would have been so helpful to have a work coach. We said, Wes needs the creativity kinds of rest. He's not getting that. And so I'm taking all that. And he was like, kind of picking at my work as a one to be like, I wish you would have used this storyline. And I'm like, this has never happened before. What's going on? And I think that it was, he's like, I never get to have any creative say. I'm just always in my, tasking. So we finally got to that, but it would be so nice to have a coach walking you through so you wouldn't just like, we haven't written a game since. And so I think that would be cool to be, because then we played it and it was so much fun. And we're like, oh my gosh, we need to make another one. We just don't want to hit that roadblock. So I feel like we finally worked it out. But is that kind of what people can do with you, is figure out how the roadblocks happened?
Yes, exactly. And because we start with obviously the results, but then we go into different triggers and different stressors. And like we generally know that, but when it's in a workplace, it does look a little bit different. And like you said, like he wanted some creative pull. And like you don't ever think about that, with a one sometimes. You're like, oh, they don't want that. And it's like, oh, but they do. There is a part of them that wants that. And so it is unique to everyone, but we do walk them through, like, okay, here's what could be happening. Here's how to get out of it. Here's how to strategize and kind of get back to a good place.
Oh, that's so valuable. I love that you do one-on-one. I love that you do group. And I love that you said even like trainings, maybe over Zoom and things like that too.
Yes, we do over Zoom. We have done in person as well, which has been really cool. And yeah, and we call our trainings like a master lab because we want you to be able to, like, kind of like a science lab, like actually, learn the material, but then practice it in the room. And we do like case studies and help them really visualize, like, okay, here's the situation. Here's the personality type. Here's this personality type. What would you do? Like, what are some things you could anticipate as far as conflict? What are some things you can do to respond to that conflict? Just so they start to learn, like, oh, I may be wired one way, but someone is going to be wired so differently. How do I ebb and flow to that?
Oh, wow. Okay, that is neat. I like that. That's a cool, unique angle you guys bring to people. And even just hearing us talk about it, guys, I hope you're already like, I've got to get over to that test because I have some shadows or stumbling blocks at work. Bring it to your team, right? And also, you said it's free right now.
Free right now. And for right now, your listeners, so if you go to workcoach.co/marriage, if you are a fan of Krista, a listener of Krista, subscriber of Krista, y'all can get a freebie. And I think it's a free just session to talk about your results. So do it.
Oh, that's crazy. I'm so excited. That is literally awesome. I cannot thank you enough. We are just the happiest of communities right now. And I know people are literally like grabbing that right now to take that test and then to call you. So thank you. And it's on the show notes so everybody can take it and then contact you for a free session. Amazing.
Yes.
And then how are they going to see you on Instagram like I did? Because I loved meeting you there.
Yes. So we are on Work Coach, just Instagram at Work Coach. We've got a LinkedIn as well, Work Coach, and then at Enneagram Coach Marty is my personal one. So whichever one you find first, we're on both, and we would love to hear your feedback, your questions, like anything, like how what you thought of the assessment. Like we are dying to know. But yeah, at Work Coach, that's if you type in that, you'll find us.
Okay. Oh my gosh. I've loved every minute. I want to talk with you all day. I'm Saturday. Can't. My son is waiting for me to finish Percy Jackson, but I'm so thankful. Everybody, make sure you get out there to Marty, and thank you so much, Marty, and your beautiful team for this work and this project.
Thank you so much for letting me just come on here and share what we're doing. I just so appreciate it.
Of course. Hey guys, thank you so much for tuning in today with Marty and I. I hope you really enjoyed your time as much as I did. And don't forget to head to the show notes and check out their wonderful freebie right now, where you not only get to take the assessment, which will not always be free, most likely, but then also a chance to figure out your own work struggle points and your blend that is this work tri-type that may be different from your tri-type, and even to talk about it. So, really just floored by the generous offer. Hope you will take that up and have a wonderful week. I will see you though later this week, and I can't wait to keep talking relationships with you. So make sure you keep living life with intention and taking your breaks as needed. You deserve that. You work very hard. Okay, I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. Thank you again for listening with us. It was so wonderful to have you. I love knowing we're doing this journey together, not perfectly, but with love, grace, and hopefully some fun too. If you love today's episode, make sure you leave us a 5-star review at Apple Podcast or Spotify so others can find it too. Visit our show notes so you can get all the links from today's show, as well as enneagramandmarriage.com, the Instagram, the Facebook, and all over the place. Make sure you spread the word. Love living intentionally with you. Bye-bye.